1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel is expected to launch a ground invasion of Gaza soon in search of militants who invaded Israel 10 days ago. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus with the Israeli Defense Force.
The Gazan civilian population are not our enemies. We are not looking to strike them. And our military operations are focused on the military capacities of Hamas.
The BBC's Tom Bateman says conditions in Gaza are deteriorating.
Water is running out. There are huge queues at bakeries where bread is rationed to 5 pieces per family. Hospitals are close to a complete collapse in services, threatening thousands of lives, says the UN.
More than 500,000 people have already fled Gaza. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Palestinians with dual citizenship crowded the border crossing from Gaza into Egypt, hoping to flee the escalating violence.
I don't think this makes any sense.
In Gaza, rescue workers tried to retrieve casualties from the rubble following Israel's relentless airstrikes.
The head of Israel's Shin Bet Domestic Intelligence Agency has issued a statement taking personal responsibility for failing to prevent Hamas from carrying out deadly rampages in Israel. Henry Ford's great-grandson, Bill Ford, made a rare public plea for striking auto workers to end their month-old strike.
The UAW leaders have called us the enemy in these negotiations, but I will never consider our employees as enemies. This should not be Ford versus the UAW. It should be Ford and the UAW versus Toyota, Honda, Tesla, and all the Chinese companies that want to enter our home market.
At the Ford plant in Dearborn, Michigan, he said the walkout could cost the company the ability to invest in the future. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has imposed a narrow gag order. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has ordered the man who appointed her not to mount what she calls a smear campaign against prosecutors and court staff. Republicans plan to try again tomorrow to elect a new House Speaker. But the newest nominee, Jim Jordan, doesn't have enough votes from his own party to win. CBS's Nicole Killian asked him.
What's your sense of the number of holdouts, though, at this point? And are you continuing to meet with people?
I feel really good. And we're going to talk. We're going to listen to our colleagues tonight.
Football fans will be able to cozy up with a country music star for the holidays.
I'll see you all this Thanksgiving.
Dolly Parton tells CBS she'll perform during the Cowboys-Commanders halftime show at AT&T Stadium. She isn't revealing the playlist, though. Dow up 323 points. S&P ahead 44. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, October 17th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 in the county boardroom at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will hold their public meeting at 6 in the council chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30 in the conference room at City Hall. In Adams County, the County Board of Supervisors will meet from 6 to 8 at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. This Saturday is Ruby's Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids. The third Saturday of the month, Ruby's Pantry is held at Pitch Elementary School from 8 to 9:30. You can come early and line up. Food bundles are $25 each and approximately 70 pounds of food. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 39. High of 57, tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide with the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023. Welcome back to another work week and back to school. Good to have you along with us on a Monday. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. I had a relatively uneventful weekend, which is good.
Really? All right.
Went to Manitowoc to see some friends. Mm-hmm. But then Sunday, I came back early enough that I just got to relax. I haven't had weekend, like a day where I just stay at home in months.
Well, now you did. That's fantastic. You look a little tan, rested. Well, not tan, but you look a little rested, so that's good. Yeah, I had a good weekend as well. Went up to Richland Center in the old hometown yesterday. My sister and brother-in-law and family came down and then saw mom as well. Went to the Oakwood Fruit Farm. You've heard me talk about it before, but if you've not been there in southwest Wisconsin, dial it up. Oakwood Fruit Farm, I'll guarantee you, or as we say back home, guarantee, is the best caramel apple you're ever going to have.
That's right.
At Oakwood Fruit Farm. So
and for me, it may be the first caramel apple I ever have.
You've never had one before?
Yeah, I remember last time you brought this up, I mentioned that. And I said, yeah, when I was little, my mom didn't think that we needed to eat a whole caramel apple as a small child, which is fair.
Divided it up.
And then I had braces.
Oh, that's
And then
right.
after that, I just didn't do it. I don't know.
Hard to do caramel apples and braces, that's for sure. But yeah, I had a great time. And also, speaking of my brother's, my sister and brother-in-law, happy anniversary, 24 years happily married up there in Eau Claire.
Happy anniversary.
WCFW, Chippewa Falls, the TAP up there in Eau Claire. They listen in, so happy anniversary to Heather and Mike Galloy today on their anniversary. Big show ahead. Coming up this hour, some breaking news for you on the Trump scene. The judge in that Washington, D.C. case has put a partial gag order on former President Trump. We will talk about that. Also going to talk about the speaker's race coming up this hour as well. What's happening, and we'll update you in terms of gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, as our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to refer to him as. We'll tell you why we do that and the importance thereof, and who may become the next Speaker of the House. We'll run down that for you as well. But I want to start on this Monday, where we kind of left off last week, continues to be the biggest news story of the world right now, and that is what's happening with the war in Israel. I want to start off the show today, and I want to take the opening, the cold open from Saturday Night Live from this past weekend. Pete Davidson, former regular, came back to guest host. He's a comedian. He lost his father. His father was killed in the attacks on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter in New York City. And it's poignant. It's a minute 46. We're going to take the whole thing. I want to play for you the opening from Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson.
This week, we saw the horrible images and stories from Israel and Gaza. And I know what you're thinking. Who better to comment on it than Pete Davidson? Well, in a lot of ways, I am a good person to talk about it because when I was 7 years old, my dad was killed in a terrorist attack. So I know something about what that's like. I saw so many terrible pictures this week of children suffering, Israeli children and Palestinian children. And it took me back to a really horrible, horrible place. And, you know, no one in this world deserves to suffer like that, you know, especially not kids, you know. After my dad died, my mom tried pretty much everything she could do to cheer me up. I remember one day when I was 8, she got me what she thought was a Disney movie, but it was actually the Eddie Murphy stand-up special, Delirious. And we played it in the car on the way home, and when she heard the things Eddie Murphy was saying, she tried to take it away. But then she noticed something. For the first time in a long time, I was laughing again. I don't understand it. I really don't, and I never will, but sometimes comedy is really the only way forward through tragedy. You know, my heart is with everyone whose lives have been destroyed this week. But tonight, I'm going to do what I've always done in the face of tragedy, and that's try to be funny. Remember, I said try. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And that was Pete Davidson's cold open to Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I thought it was extraordinarily well done.
I have to agree. That was very poignant.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pete Davidson, not a guy that you hear a lot of serious stuff from, but as someone who lost his father on 9/11, he certainly has a relatability to people in Israel and those in Gaza who are losing people right now, loved ones. And I think he makes an important point that I can certainly remember in the days and weeks after 9/11, one of the first late night comedy shows to come back was David Letterman in New York. And it was extraordinary television. It was extraordinary broadcasting. They started with a cold open, just Dave at his desk, just basically being 100% honest and saying, I'm helpless. I don't know what's right. I don't know what to feel. But I know that we have to try to keep going. And so we're going to try to make people laugh and get your mind off of it. And sometimes that's the best way to move forward. I think that's an important place to start. We'll come back at how cuts from Joe Biden last night on 60 Minutes. Also, retired General Barry McCaffrey on how this war could possibly expand and the chances that will take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maloff, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023. Mr. Zomer is on the board. Glad to have you along with us on the start of another work week and back to school on a Monday. Talking before the break, this great cold open by comedian actor Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live. And I think it's just a great context to have this discussion of what's happening in the Middle East right now. That sometimes we don't always know all the answers. And I think it's important to remember from a humanitarian standpoint, however we're talking about things, that these are actual lives. And we all, well, those of us who are still alive, or those of us who were alive at the time, get it right yet. 9/11 was one of those things that you will never forget for the rest of your life if you were alive at the time. And those feelings. And remember what is happening in Israel, this attack by the recognized terrorist group Hamas was seven times as terrible as 9/11 in terms of the percentage of people who were killed and injured. And then add on that the occupation and the kidnappings. So if you look at it through that lens, you begin to partially appreciate and understand perhaps what you feel like if you're an Israeli. And then you add on the years of being persecuted if you're a Jewish person. And the Holocaust, and realizing that what happened last week was the largest single day killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And then you look what's happened since and what's happening in Gaza. Certainly there are innocent Palestinians who are being killed because Hamas uses them as human shields. And over the weekend, Israel turned back on their part of the water supply to Gaza. And now there are negotiations through the UN to open up the passageway from Gaza into Egypt to let some folks out there. And my understanding is from reporting, there are also some keywords, some folks who have been let out on the northern side. I think it's also really important to understand, as I listened to and read and watched various news sources over the weekend, there is a certain fog of war, not just in warfare, but also in reporting. And I think it's really important for those of us who have the privilege of a platform, a microphone, a camera, to be very careful of how we present things and what we talk about and put it in the context it deserves. In terms of having something that's accurate versus opinion. And so that is my pledge to you as we move forward on this issue to try our very best to get you accurate information. I want to go to a couple of cuts yesterday over the weekend. President Biden was interviewed by anchor Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes. I want to bring you a couple of those cuts. I see there's a couple of people on the line that want to talk about the Trump issue. We're going to get to that. So David in California, if you could hang on just a few minutes later, because I want to finish up on, or at least get through these cuts of President Biden before we go to the breaking news on Donald Trump, which is there has been a partial gag order put on him. We will get to that. But I want to give you a couple of cuts from that 60 Minutes interview last night with Scott Pelley. Here's the context. He mentioned the president's age a couple of times, 81, which, you know, I'm not sure that you would do that normally. But he did it in the context to note that President Biden has been tired, been working a lot going on. And for those that, the reason that's important is that, I've said this 100 times, Joe Biden has a lifelong stutter, a severe stutter that he's dealt with. And when he's not in front of the camera around family or staff, he has a very pronounced stutter. And he has to focus all the time in public to try to minimize that. And as someone who was born with a speech impediment myself, a cleft palate and cleft lip, I can understand to a degree, I'm not a stutterer, but I can understand the struggle of having a speech impediment and the frustration when you can't get the words out. So I think Scott Pelley did that to say, look, maybe the president sounds, you know, a little tired here. It's because partly because he has a stutter. When you get tired, it's harder to control that. So I'm glad Pelley said that at the beginning. Here is Joe Biden. I want to take a couple of cuts. Here is Joe Biden and Scott Pelley. The subject was on Hamas and whether Iran is going to end up in this fight. Here is Joe Biden and Scott Pelley from last night.
Do you believe that Hamas must be eliminated entirely?
Yes, I do. But there needs to be a Palestinian Authority. There needs to be a path to a Palestinian state.
That path, called the two-state solution, has been U.S. policy for decades. It would create an independent nation next to Israel for 5 million Palestinians who live in Gaza and on the West Bank of the Jordan River.
And you believe Israel would pursue that after what's occurred?
Not now. But I think Israel understands that a significant portion of the Palestinian people do not share the views of Hamas and Hezbollah.
Hezbollah is a powerful Islamist militia to Israel's north, which is armed and trained by Iran. Iran also supports Hamas.
There's limited fighting already on the northern Israeli border, and I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
Don't come across the border. Don't escalate this war.
That's right.
I thought that was an important cut to take, both from President Biden's words and also the historical context. Scott Pelley does it better than anybody else to help us understand what's going on. That Hamas, a terrorist organization, is attacking on one front, Hezbollah, supported by Iran and others on the north. It's very complex. And again, President Biden making it clear, don't take advantage of this situation if you're an enemy of Israel. The president over the weekend putting another U.S. aircraft carrier group into the Mediterranean, Dwight D. Eisenhower on her way to the Mediterranean Sea, into the region. We'll join the aircraft carrier group, Gerald R. Ford, who is already there. And it's not just the aircraft carrier, by the way. There are destroyers, missiles, aircraft, all part of this squadron, which will join up as a deterrent in the Middle East. Later on in this interview with Joe Biden last night and Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, the subject came up of U.S. troops. Because I think a lot of people, there's misinformation out there. What does President Biden see as our, meaning the United States' involvement? Here's Joe Biden and Scott Pelley from last night again.
Can you foresee U.S. troops in combat in this new Middle East war?
I don't think that's necessary. Israel has one of the finest fighting forces in the country. I guarantee we're going to provide them everything they need.
Because of what we're seeing in the Middle East, is the threat of terrorism in the United States increased?
Yes. I had a meeting this morning with the Homeland Security people, with the FBI, for the Situation Room for better part of an hour to discuss how we make sure that we prevent a lone wolf and or any coordinated effort to try to do what was done in synagogues before, do what was done to Jews in the street. And so we're making a major effort to make sure that doesn't happen.
President Biden in 60 Minutes last night making clear he does not see, at least at this time, any need for U.S. boots on the ground. And also laying out his clear thought on this. I'm still thankful that we have an experienced person like Joe Biden in the Oval Office at this dangerous and historic time. And don't take that from Todd. Take it from a four-star retired general. Here's Barry R. McCaffrey, retired four-star Army general, three-time Purple Heart Award recipient. He is an NBC News analyst. Here is his thoughts on U.S. Secretary Anthony Blinken working to stabilize the region, because this thing is a hotbed, has been for years. Here's what former retired General McCaffrey said yesterday on the region.
I think that's a central concern of the Biden administration. It's the reason this magnificent Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is working the regional capitals right now. The Saudis undoubtedly do not want to see the situation escalate. And by the way, Hezbollah, 100,000 fighters up in Lebanon, are likely to enter this battle. They're Shia Muslims. They're responding and funded by the Iranians. I think the IDF has a working background assumption that at some point Hezbollah will enter the fray. So this whole situation is going to get much worse in the coming weeks. But Israel has no option. They cannot live with the current situation, certainly from Hamas and Gaza.
Retired Army General, four-star, Barry R. McCaffrey. I want to give you all this information because I think it's extraordinarily important that we deal in facts and what is going on to help. This is very complicated. And we have to break this down in ways that we can all try to understand. This is an extremely important military region, economic region for the United States. Israel is the only democracy in that part of the world. We are a long-term ally, both Republican and Democratic administrations over the years. And what we are dealing with here, not me, the United States, is a powder keg. And let there be no doubt, Hamas, a terror organization, attacked Israel. They had a right to defend themselves. And I would join President Biden in urging Israel to be thoughtful and show restraint where applicable. But remember, Hamas has used Palestinians for years as human shields. Going through something that is seven times worse than what we went through after 9/11. That is the context. I want your phone calls on the other side. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Are you someone of the Jewish faith? What are you feeling at this time in the United States? Where do you think this is going? And are you thankful that we have somebody like Joe Biden in the White House right now? Also going to get to the breaking news of the day. Donald Trump receiving a partial gag order about an hour and a half ago. How long will it take him to actually break that gag order? And would he ever get put into jail for being in contempt of court? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And don't forget, there is no Speaker of the House yet. Does Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan have the votes? Or will moderate Republicans stop it? Could Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat, actually be the Speaker? We'll discuss that all and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The price for gasoline in Wisconsin fell over 8 cents per gallon in the past week. The average price across the state is $3.22 per gallon. The national average fell more than 11 cents, but the average is still higher than Wisconsin at 3.55. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said he expects additional declines to come. However, the conflict in the Middle East could have an effect on that. He remains cautiously optimistic that the national averages could still decline an additional 15 to 35 cents this fall. Auditions for the next WRCT main stage production are tonight and tomorrow night at the theater. There's roles for all ages in A Candle in the Window. The story follows a small group of weary travelers stuck in a train station during a blizzard. Auditions begin at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the WRCT Auditorium. I'm Alyssa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. High of 57. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Trump limiting what he can say about Special Counsel Jack Smith's federal prosecution into his alleged attempt to subvert the 2020 presidential election. The order restricts Trump's ability to publicly target court personnel, potential witnesses or the special counsel office's staff. The order did not impose restrictions on disparaging comments about Washington, D.C., where the jury will take place. Jury trial, that is, will take place. Or certain comments about the Justice Department at large, both of which the government requested. Big win for special prosecution today in court. CBS reporter Scott McFarland says if Trump calls Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, a thug, quote unquote, again, Judge Chutkan has promised sanctions. Same is true if Trump targets her, Jack Smith, Smith's family, court staff, or other witnesses and statements. A big victory for the special counsel's office in the first of the Trump criminal cases on the calendar for trial. What do you think about these top stories? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. David out in California. You've been patient. We appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Oh, thanks, Todd. It's funny. He didn't exactly downplay the issue about the Trump stifling himself. I think the judge allows that the one person he can criticize is her.
To a degree,
but
sure.
Everybody else is off limits. Yeah, everybody else is off limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, as you're describing it, though, maybe I could save some lives here and give him something else to talk about.
What's that?
And you remember about 2 weeks ago, his business license in the entire state of New York was yanked.
Yes.
Trump's Tower, he doesn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The profits are going to an agency to deal with the bankruptcy filings. Everything that Trump owns in New York City is now considered profits of fraud, and that his business license is yanked. So his credit cards shouldn't be any good anymore. He shouldn't be able to fill up his jet full of fuel. And there are 49 other states that are still allowing Trump to do business in them. And if the state of New York says it's a bad idea, you know, what say Wisconsin?
Right.
What say Missouri? The idea that anybody that's going to do business with Donald Trump is now doing business with a known fraudster. And what's their credit rating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody, you know, is the Republican Party of Wisconsin,
right,
who's trying to impeach a Supreme Court justice who's never done a ruling yet,
right.
They're going to impeach her, and they've got the credibility to impeach her.
Yeah.
No, who's doing business with Donald Trump in Wisconsin? And I think you're going to get them talking about something else.
I appreciate the call, Bill, or David, pardon me. David, thank you so much. Really appreciate you calling in. A lot to unpack there, but a couple of great points. Number one, and I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on the radio. Tune in at 3 o'clock for my friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, who is an attorney. My understanding as a non-attorney, though, that, yes, to the point, Donald Trump can still do business in other states, but the reason that his business has been limited, and I think a lot of this is still on appeal in New York, is that there was actually a case there. You can't just arbitrarily say, well, so-and-so can't do business here. There has to be a reason for that. And in New York, there certainly was a reason, a court case brought before the courts, a legal case made. I'm not sure that there's actually a legal case. There's certainly an ethical case, but there has to be a legal reason. And again, Donald Trump can continue to fuel his jet, to David's point, by simply saying, well, you know, this credit card or this business is being run out of Florida. In Mar-a-Lago or wherever. So, I mean, that's probably part of, you know, being a business person. You disperse your assets. So in case something goes sour in one state, you have a backup. But actually, very true. Great call, David. Really, really appreciate that. And as far as Janet Protasiewicz, of course, Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly here in Wisconsin, late on Friday, saying for now, Republicans have decided to hold off on impeachment. And again, there is no basis anyway. After former conservatives David Prosser and Justice Wilcox both told Voss, don't do it. You have no legal ground to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, new liberal Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin, because she's done nothing wrong. Heck, she really hasn't done anything in terms of hearing cases. So Voss says he's going to take a wait and see approach. Just going to wait and see. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison. Dick, appreciate you holding. What's to you?
Well, if things aren't bad enough with what Biden's got on his plate in the Middle East, then you throw Iran into the mix. And I just read something from New York Times Magazine profile on Netanyahu from the 1st of this month, October.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that got laid out there by Trump was getting out of the deal with Iran as far as looking for nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And in reading this, it's fascinating because Netanyahu's military intelligence chief at the time is quoted in this article as saying that was a grave mistake to pull out of it, and adding retreating from plan A without having a plan B is never good.
Yeah.
You know, and Kerry, I think, okay, it wasn't perfect, but it was a starting point. And now, I mean, you throw them into the mix in this region too, and it really gets scary.
Well, there's more and more coming out, Dick. I appreciate your point. There's, to your point, though, I mean, we have a situation in the Middle East. I think first and foremost, I mean, you saw in Israel, the former opposition leader to Netanyahu has joined together for an emergency coalition government. But the more you look at this, the more reporting that's being done, it appears that Netanyahu's government did, in fact, have some heads up that these attacks, maybe from Hamas, might be forthcoming. And there's a real growing emergence of a narrative that after this is passed, this emergency, that Netanyahu's political future, based on what we seem to be coming out now, may be in real jeopardy. I mean, he's already in a lot of trouble politically and legally, but his political future may be very short. But that's a long ways, or at least quite a ways down the road, first and foremost for Israel's self-defense.
Well, there's one other thing to that, too, though. You know who's a grower? He's not in the country presently, but his son has his father's ear a lot in a lot of issues. And there are some people saying that he might return and try and run. And after reading this profile, his son sounds like, well, let's just say he has some issues.
Polite way to put it. Dick, great call. Really appreciate you listening here in Madison. Thanks for holding. Always welcome. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Let's keep it here in Madison. And we have Tony in Madison listening in. Thanks for listening, Tony. What say you?
Todd, good to hear from you, man. I'm a little disappointed in your attitude and your thoughts on what's going on in the Middle East. I think you're wrong on a lot of things.
What specifically?
To start off right away, to first start off and say that Hamas uses children as decoys or as people as barriers, that's not true.
That is true. It's been proven by the UN. It's been proven by the United States.
No, it hasn't been proven by the UN. All right.
It has. I mean, there are known Hamas is a known terrorist organization, but go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm not a Hamas fan, of course, but you know, Israel helped create Hamas, right? To fight Al Fatah, right?
They did not help create Hamas. In fact, the Palestinians and Israelis have been working towards peace for several years. Israel has let Palestinians come into Israel and break bread together and actually work in Israel. It is Hamas who has sold out the Palestinian people.
Palestinians come into Israel? Israel was Palestine. What are you talking about? All right. So
I'm looking at the current state of Israel and their sovereignty. So what's your point?
I'm saying, here's my point, is that okay? You're like, well, Israel has a right to avenge this terrible.
Defend themselves. I said defend themselves.
Well, whatever. You mean the same thing, that they can go in there and bomb the hell out of the Gaza Strip. They've already, before this even happened, they only allowed electricity there for about 8 hours a day. You know, they control all these things. They have been killing and responsible for the deaths of innocent Palestinian children as well before this happened. This is a terrible, very stupid thing to happen. You know, but now we got people like
I don't know any accounts of Israelis targeting children and women. Haven't heard any of those accounts.
Really? Well, then you're obviously not reading a lot of what's been going on. Indiscriminate bombings. And then they use the excuse, oh, well, Hamas was, hiding behind them. Yep. Gaza is just packed with 2.2 million people. There's no place to run. There's no place to hide for anything. Of course, Israeli is, they've been bombing. I mean, come on, man.
All right, well, appreciate the viewpoint, Tony. Thank you so very much. Appreciate the viewpoint. But some of that stuff is just factually inaccurate. And I absolutely stand with Israel and that they have the right to defend themselves. I have called out loss of life on both the Israeli and Palestinian side. But the fact is, it has been proven that Hamas uses children and women and human shields. Let's go back to the phone lines. Bill in Oconomowoc. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you?
Good morning. I heard your comments before about Trump. I think if we worry about Trump much more, we're wasting energy. I believe he's at the end of his demise. Rudy Giuliani, look at where he is. The pillow man, he's done. Trump's assets are being secured. He couldn't get credit in America or Europe. That's why he had to go to Russia to try and build that hotel. His credit is zero. I mean, he has nothing. I think what we thought, we were hoping was happening, is happening. He is going to be, he's his own downfall. He's bringing himself down every time he opens his mouth.
Bill,
so I really think that part's over, and including our buddies over at the Caucus of Chaos, they're on their way out. They're all on their way out.
So, Bill,
they're going to go out in disgrace. Go ahead.
I'm curious your opinion. So you're saying, in your opinion, you don't think that Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. Who do you think it will be?
Oh, come on. No, it can't be. I mean, really, if they do, that'd be like saying, well, we want Al Capone to represent us. Yeah,
that,
I think
that's pretty much it.
DeSantis. Well, they've got
Donald Trump has $45 million cash on hand. His closest competitor is Ron DeSantis that has five. Donald Trump is leading in every Republican poll. Ron DeSantis is now no longer attacking Trump, but Nikki Haley for second place. They've all, the Republican fellow nominees are going for second place. And Trump is up in most polls.
But, on the polls, let's just talk about that for a minute. You know, polls are really unique at this day and age in 2023.
It's a snapshot.
If you want it's not just a snapshot. It's opinion based on its source. And some of it's an actual count. Others, I really question. Reuters just had a good poll out, and I believe what comes out of Reuters. And they were saying that well over 60% of the American people have absolutely no use for Donald Trump. Well over 60%.
But you have to be careful. Was it likely voters or not? I mean, the opinion versus likely voters is very different. But I respect your opinion. Always appreciate you, Bill. I'm up against a break. I've got to go. Sorry, my friend. Stay tuned. More phone calls the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up yet, we'll see, this hour or certainly next, going to get into the speaker's race in the House of Representatives. Will there be a speaker by the end of the week? I'm not so sure there will. We'll talk about that. Finishing up, and appreciate Bill McConnell. I appreciate him raising this point because I think there's a lot of people that think and have the same opinion as Bill. And I appreciate him calling in and voicing that opinion. That is that the court system is working, that there's a sense that Trump is done, and there is no way that the Republican base could ever nominate a guy like Trump for the presidency in 2024. I get it. In a normal, rational world, I spent almost 30 years in Republican politics before I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression efforts here in Wisconsin. So everything that I was raised on in Republican politics, that argument by Bill would hold true. Remember, I was the guy in 2016 that thought, wow, this is great that Trump got the nomination because there's no way that people like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, all these stalwarts of Republicanism, and there's no way that they would ever let a guy like Trump take over the party.
And now they all lick his boots.
Well said, Mr. Summers. And now they all lick his boots. So I appreciate and I agree with Bill that Trump appears to finally be held accountable on some of these things. But if you think that alone is going to spell his political demise, you're simply not accurate there. He has the money. He has the momentum. He has the base to win a Republican primary. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. What say you?
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Todd. There's a difference between Hamas and Palestine.
Agreed.
Hamas, certainly a terrorist organization and funded by Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I believe personally, I'm voting Republican. I don't care who the nominee is.
Okay.
I may even vote for JFK because he's going to run as an independent because the Democrats won't even let him campaign or run against Biden. So He's going to demise Biden's chances, which Biden's policies should demise his chances.
I appreciate you sharing that because I find that very interesting. So you're a Republican. You're more inclined to vote for Trump, but you say you would consider, you're willing to consider voting for RFK Jr. Is that correct?
He's more of a moderate than many on both left and right, but Nikki Haley is my number one choice, but
she's doing
Trump
well.
Is the nominee, I'll vote for him because his history of policies I don't believe Putin invaded a country when he was president. I don't believe missiles were flying over Taiwan and South Korea when he was president. I believe that groceries and was affordable and gas was affordable, and so his policies should win. I don't exactly like his personality, but bar none, we were safer and more prosperous with Trump in the Oval Office.
All right. I appreciate your thoughts, TJ.
And do you know how many...
I got to move on. I'm running out of time, CJ, but I appreciate all your welcome. Appreciate your... That was a thoughtful comment. And look, we can have policy disagreements. I might not agree with it, but we can certainly have thoughtful policy disagreements. Let's continue on. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. We'll see you.
Yeah, well, considering that Donald Trump actually did violate the 14th Amendment, Section 3, because he has continued to give comfort to the insurrectionists. I mean, it doesn't say aid and comfort in it, because words are important. I mean, when I was working, you know, as a state employee, I had to read statute and code, and words are important. I mean, like, shall actually means must. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party's denial of actual words actually have real meaning is what just amazes me, because, like, contiguous in terms of our legislative districts. I mean, districts are required by our Constitution to be contiguous. Mm-hmm. And as I've said before, that there's over 50% of the assembly districts are not contiguous, and over 60% of the Senate districts are not contiguous. Now, if our Supreme Court, they must have a different dictionary than I've looked up, and I've actually checked Black's Legal Dictionary, and it actually says they're supposed to be touching. Mm-hmm. And how they can say, well, they're connected. Well, that's like saying Michigan is connected to Upper Peninsula of Michigan is connected to Lower Peninsula of Michigan, via Lake Michigan. I mean, that they're certainly not contiguous. I mean, it's kind of puzzling to me that they were split up like that, but that's the way it is. But you couldn't deny, you know, call them contiguous, as is most of a lot of the districts here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, that right. If Justice Prentice says these districts are not constitutional because they're not contiguous, where can be the argument for that? Because how did they come up with this connection by a street that makes them contiguous? Well, BS. I mean, right. Just BS.
Mark, what's your? You got about a minute left here. What's your opinion on? Because your point, and you're great at it. You know the Constitution. You look at rule of law. A former state employee, you get that. But what do you make of voters who Trump voters, Republicans who just don't care about that? They care more about the passionate issues, the hyperbole. I mean, they're all in on the narrative. What do you make of that? I assume as a person, you're probably going to vote for Biden.
Yes, and what they don't understand is the Constitution has to be read as a whole, because there's the provision in the preamble. The preamble of the Constitution lays out what the Constitution actually for, and one of those is domestic tranquility, as well as promoting the general welfare, a couple of the clauses in there. And that's what our government is supposed to be doing. And Trump does not promote tranquility. I mean, that he promotes, you know, chaos and disorder. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done that his entire life. And why that appeals to some of these people, I mean, they'd be happy living underneath a dictator.
Right.
I mean, that's what it seems to me. They just seem to be embrace the dictator, and as long as he makes the trains run on time, it doesn't matter who the trains are running over.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump is. He's a runaway train and running over, you know,
but
do
you agree that despite all of his legal trouble and despite everything you just said, which I agree with, I mean, we can't sit here and say he has no chance of being the nominee. I believe he will be the nominee at this point.
And that's terrifying, that the Republicans do not have the courage, either actual courage or intellectual honesty, to say we cannot have this man run again as our nominee.
Mark, always great to hear from you, sir. Mark from the SAC, really appreciate you calling in. Stay tuned. We'll talk about the House Speaker's race. When will the chair be filled? And could it be a Democrat? Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, 844-967-2789 on the Civic Media radio network.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear,
eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.